Blog Talk Radio.
And
if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I'm trying to be good. I want to go with you. That where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You get that, see? What is it? I don't understand. Let me read it again to you. Because I don't want to make an error. I want you to know what our Father in heaven has told the people in this book or his prophets are correct. I heard this man maybe 2 weeks ago talking about on talk radio about in heaven, an alternative Bible. Well, thank God it was not a black man saying it. It was, as usual, a white man that said something terrible like that because of his unbelief. And yes, he doesn't believe now. He has an opportunity right now to change his mind and start doing what you said in this Bible. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Christ, with all that I have. Thank you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I pray that everyone that's listening to me will understand what my Father has said. I have read to you John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. I want you to meditate on those words. No one comes. If you go through and get that alternative Bible and believe it, what that unbeliever is saying to you, I will tell you where he's going. He's going the way that Satan is going. And we all, most of us know that the end of Satan is the fire that's in hell. He will have to go with him. He cannot come with us because he is an unbeliever. You believe in God, people. I don't care what the alternative Bible says. I have come to tell you the truth. My Father told me in a dream. He said to me, feed his sheep. And I do that as best as I can. A lot of times things happen. You know, I get cut off in the radio sometimes. I don't know why. Maybe I made a mistake with the cell phone. Used to come on my screen and just interfere with my screen, just be dogging me out. But I am so thankful that my Father has come to my rescue and stopped that screen from doing what it was doing. In fact, I purchased another computer box, not the screen, but another computer. And this one is doing quite well. Although some things happen sometimes, and I don't understand it, I just say that it's over my head. And I will try to erase it myself. But nonetheless, she let us say a quick prayer. You say your prayer, and I will say my prayer. Our Father in heaven, I want to thank you so much for you allowing some of the churches open up Mormon centers for those who do not have a place to stay. And some of those people are choosing not to come in the church. Well, that's their prerogative. That's what they want. They have been given the opportunity to go into a Mormon center or a shelter. And I thank you for allowing those people to look out on us sheep who may not have a place to stay or refuse to go into the Mormon center. It is extremely cold out there, and I hear that Wednesday, that's tomorrow, is going to be colder. I hope not. I hope that you will not send the cold weather from your treasure. You know, I read in the Bible that the treasures of heaven, and that there's one that talks about the weather. Well, it says that we can have cold weather or not. But, Father, I just want to thank you for taking care of those who do not have anything to take care or to of themselves. Bless them and bless those people who are providing the warming centers and warming areas for those people who do not have. It's by your grace that I have what I have. And I'll be honest, Father, I want more. And I thank you for giving me more. But I thank you most of all for saving my soul. Where I heard you say, be my sheep. I thank you most of all for that and allowing me to do it. Because I said to myself, I don't have a way to do that. And you opened up a way for me to come on Blog Talk Radio to talk to as many people as listen to me. I thank you, Father, for giving us sane mind and good health. I want you to give us prosperity, too. And I want to remind this person who called in who wrote a note to a radio station, and this guy read it. This preacher, I forget his name right now, but she didn't know where. That person did not know where it was, where it is in the Bible that says he has hair like wool. And she can't believe that that's in the Bible. And the guy skipped over it, said, he didn't know where it was, but I will tell you where it is. I would hope she's listening to my program. That is in Revelation chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. And it also tells you that his feet are like brass. Brass is a color of shining brown. So, by her learning that our Father has hair like wool, and it was gray, and his feet are like brass, she has begun to think this Jesus Christ we have been looking at is the wrong color. I don't want her to do like the guy in Florida, in Saline, Texas. He set himself on fire when he found out the truth. The truth is black people so despicable. And as many people that will listen to me, I will tell them so. There's no stringy hair person, no white skin person wrote this Bible. It was all black. I thank you for allowing me to say that. Father, continue us. Continue to bless us with, I would say, your wonderful weather. And you have. You're doing that even though it's cold. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away as you have allowed to happen in other places of the United States, as well as thank you for keeping chemical disasters away from us in Detroit, Michigan. I pray this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. And of course, you listeners know who gave him the name Jesus. I say that prayer in Jesus' name. Now, let me introduce myself. I am Sandra Harris. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am on Blog Talk Radio. And you can get that via or via your computer. Just turn it to Blog Talk Radio, and then when the, I guess you would call it, you type in Feed My Sheep Show, and you'll get me. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It is cold outside. If you can be inside, be inside. And thank your Heavenly Father for it. I read from the King James version of the Bible. And I read to you earlier from John. That's in the New Testament, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. I hope that you let not your heart be troubled, that you will believe in the Father and believe also in Him. The Him is Yeshua. The white man is called His name, Jesus. But believe in Him. He is the only person that can save you. You talk about you want to go to heaven. Act like it. Act like it. Believe in Jesus Christ. When you find out, the Bible says that God is a spirit. And when you find out that his son is black, he's a black man or a brown man, don't be surprised. You will know it. Don't kill yourself like that man in Saline, Grand Saline, Texas. He set himself on fire when he learned the truth about what's in this Bible. You also can learn what is true in this Bible. Now, I ask that you also have your three keys ready and handy on it. They are your pen, pencil, and paper. They have a new thing called electronic thing called a notebook and tablet and your cell phone. Some of you have those. I have talked too much, too long about myself, and I have got to do that. I do want you all to read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. but shut, profane, and vain babbling, when they will increase unto more ungodliness. Now see, I want you to turn your Bibles to Numbers chapter 6. And I just want to thank God for clearing up my eyesight. I may sometimes miss something, but my sight has gotten better and better and better over the last 3 weeks. It was being blurry. I was having a very hard time to see what my father had seen. And I didn't quite know of getting an alternative way of the Lord unto you. But he told me to do this, what I'm doing, I think. He said, be the sheep. And everyone all over the world, if you're listening to me, I thank you. Because you know you could have been doing something else, somewhere else. But you're listening to me. Thank God. Even though you don't call in, and if you did, I do not answer calls. But I'm so glad that I answered the one call from Northern Virginia. He was working on something, trying to ship whatever he was working on. He could set it up where he could hear me. And I thank God for him, because he's going to show other people what I say. Now, turn to Numbers 6, and we will start there. Hopefully, we will get finished with chapter 6 and go on to read half of chapter 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, remember, I am in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. And that's who this Bible is about. It's not about your being the other nation. It's about us, the children of Israel, the real children of Israel. Right now, there are fake children over there. And those who believe in them, the Bible says that they are the children of Satan. I tell you, read Revelation chapter 1. I don't know why many people years ago had said that Revelation is too hard, or don't read Revelation. But is the Bible that tells you less. It's a blessing to read Revelation. Read all of them. I don't know how many chapters are in Revelation, but read all of them. Now, let me start with chapter 6 again. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when either men or women shall worship, shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto the Lord, he shall separate himself from the wine of strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any vinegar of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dry. Did you ever know that? I never knew that, sheep. This is what, if you want to separate yourself and dedicate yourself, take a vow unto the Lord for yourself, the law of the Nazarites. And they are the Hebrew people calling themselves Nazarites. Verse 3. Well, I just read that about not drinking wine of vinegar of wine and vinegar of strong drink, or eat, nor eat much grapes or dried grapes. Verse number 4. And all the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels of even to the husk thereto, as long as you have taken the vow and vowed yourself unto the Lord. You're not to take strong drink, neither any liquor or grapes, nor any moist grapes or dried grapes, nor from the kernels even to the husk. Did you know that, sheep? No, most of you didn't know it. Because I didn't know it. I have been going to church for many years. All the days of the vow of his separation, there shall no razor come upon his head. I didn't know that either, until the days be fulfilled. Those days are the days of the vow that you have taken unto the Lord, in which he separated himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy and shall let the locks of his hair of his head grow. Now I'm thinking there may be some white folks with locks of hair, but I don't know any of them. I've seen like the Rastafarians in Jamaica, the island of Jamaica, and other places like that have locks on their head. But us in America, you're too busy trying to do as the Lord said. Not the Lord, but as Satan said. You try to shave your hair. You're not supposed to shave your beards or anything like that. I read to you in Leviticus 18, you're not supposed to have tattoos. If they are learned, they will not get tattoos. And what I mean by learning, if they have read this Bible, they should know that they should not get any tattoos or anything like that. Read Leviticus. I think it was in chapter 18 or 20, somewhere around in there. Read all those chapters. Also read chapter 11. That's where he tells you not to eat swine meat. What do you want to do? I'm trying to read it to you so that you will, when he comes back again, you will know. Hopefully, I will read to you enough, you know, where I wrote on my desktop that Hill has enlarged herself and opened her mouth wide without measure. And their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that receiveth. I want you all to know, you can find that in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. Now, I want you to write all these places down as I tell you, so that you will know. Let me get back to this. Now, let the locks of your hair on his head grow, and the days that the separation himself unto the Lord, he shall come at no dead body. He shall not make himself unclean for the Father. So if your loved ones died, and you have cleaned yourself up, you should not. Or if you have dedicated yourself unto the Father, you should not touch a dead body. So in these days, we have what we call is the morgue or the funeral home, where they will come and get the body and clean it up. I don't know. They're not supposed to do that unless they have had some special prayer to our Father that allows them to do that. But we, someone like me, we're not to do that if we have committed ourselves unto the Father. We're not to touch the dead body. Or his mother, or for his brother, or for his sister when they die, because the consecration of God is upon his hand. The consecration, he has dedicated himself for a certain length of time. He's taken a vow unto our Father. So you're not to touch the dead body. Let someone else do it. All the days of his separation, he is holy unto the Lord. And if any man dies very suddenly by him, and he has defiled the head of his consecration, then he shall shave his head the day of his uncleanliness. On the seventh day, he shall shave it. Verse 10. And on the eighth day, he shall bring two turtles or two young pigeons, priests, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if the priest shall offer, and the priest shall offer the one for sin offering, and the other one for a burnt offering, and make an atonement for him, and that he shined by the head, he shall hollow his head, saying, "Day." Hollow means holy. He shall holy, or make his head holy that same day. And he shall consecrate unto the Lord the days of his separation, and shall bring a lamb of the first year for a trespass offering. But the days that were before shall be lost, because his separation was defiled. So if you're separated while you are, have given yourself unto the Lord, you have to do it again. You'll start up from the day that you take your sin offering and your burnt offering to the priest. And you are to shave. Well, and when you take your offering to the priest, he is to make an atonement for you. And then your atonement, you will start. The separation will restart again after you have defiled yourself. Verse 13. That's what I understand. And this is the law of the Nazarene. When the day of his separation are fulfilled, he shall be brought unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and he shall offer his offering unto the Lord, one lamb of the first year without blemish for a burnt offering, and a ewe lamb, that's a female lamb, a female sheep for the first year without blemish for a sin offering, and one ram without blemish for a peace offering, and a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, and wafers of unleavened bread anointed with oil, and the meat offering and their drink offering. And the priest shall bring them before the Lord and shall offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. Verse 17, and he shall offer a ram for a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest shall offer also his meat offering and his drink offering. And the Nazarite shall shave the head of the person, the head of his separation at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall take the hair of the head of his separation and put it on the fire which is under the sacrifice in the peace offering. And in the priest, and the priest shall take the soden, that means soaked shoulder of the ram, and 11 cakes out of the basket, and the unleavened wafers, and it shall, and he shall put them upon the hand of the Nazarite after the hair of the separation, shaven. And the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. This is holy for the priest with the wave breast and cave shoulder. And after that, the Nazarite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who has vowed for of his offering unto the Lord for his separation. Besides that, his hand shall get according to the vow which he vowed, so he must do after the law of separation. And the law, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto the sons of Aaron, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. That sounds like one of the prayers that I used to pray at the end of service, that our preacher used to preach many years ago. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and countenance, I have begun to believe, is your facial expression, and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Now that reads chapter 6 of Numbers. And I pray that you sheep understand all that has been read for chapter 6. And this coming weekend, Friday, I will read to you as much as I can of chapter Father, through the word of prayer. Father, thank you for being our Father and protecting us day in and day out from evil ones that are known to us as Satan, the devil, and his saints. Thank you for your protection and keeping from us always from Satan, keeping us safe from Satan. In Yeshua's name, I say this closing prayer. In Yeshua's sheep, I want to know in the name of Jesus. That is the right name that has been given to him. Just as we have been given African American name, we lost sheep of our Father. We are those people. I don't care where you look in the history book. None of them were slaves like us. But black people in America, we have suffered by the white folks, and we are tired of it. And even those people that are coming into our country, like the Arabs, some of them have stores and are loyal to us. Give us the strength to overcome them, period. They are nothing to you, and especially to us, Father. I thank you. And as in Proverbs 13 and 22, the wealth of the sinners is laid up for the poor. My wealth, because I feel that I am just not obeying your word. As in James chapter 4 and 15 says, if it's the Lord's will, I will do this and that. If it's the Lord's will, I will live, we will live, and be back with me this coming. I had to belt you this coming Friday at 5 o'clock. Don't forget, this coming Friday at 5 o'clock, I come on Tuesdays and on Fridays. Well, I want you to read Numbers chapter 7. I also want you to get my book from the Broken Plan from Amazon. The Broken Plan, the Unseen, and the Passing. They were written for your enjoyment. You know how your husband reads, and then you read a section, and he reads a section. Then you share that book with the reading of that book with your children, and just have a good time reading my book. I wrote those books for your enjoyment. Please go and buy them. That will make me happy. Also, pray that we get the mayor of Detroit, because he is not right, and most of us know it. And some people act like they don't know it. But we need a mayor who did not seek to get elected the first time. No state in the United States have had a right in but the city of Detroit. And they said that those elections were I went to the meeting to see how they were counting up the votes, and they were, to me, it was rigged for that first election that he had. He never should have become mayor, in my view. At righteousness take over in your heart. I should have been playing my song. It was not. They should know not to do that, as bad as we have been treated in the United
Father,
States. Father, thank you.
Help your children and don't let them fall.
While the other countries are fighting
by the side of the road.
They don't believe.
Love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know. Got to walk on, walk on through temptation. 'Cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our heart to be thankful and glad.
The Jesus.